This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Whānau, it's me, the Triple SD. Today, we're digging into a crate that isn't filled with records. It's filled with wires. Imagine it's the late 70s. A shipping container arrives at a port in West Africa. Inside, high-end Moog synthesizers and drum machines intended for a different market. They were found, appropriated, was simply left behind. To the average person, they are expensive paperweights. But to a small group of visionaries, they were the keys to a new dimension. Today, we're exploring how stolen hardware and DIY grit created a synthwave that the rest of the world is only just now catching up to. We're starting the session with the man who defined the mystery, William Onyeabor. This is Fantastic Man, followed by the roots of the evolution.
We'll be right back. I'm a new body. I'm a new body. I'm a new body. I'm a new body. Hey!
sound of a machine being forced to speak a new language. You see, that Western hardware was built for 4-4 time. They were built for straight lines, but African rhythm is a circle. The DIY scene that emerged wasn't about reading manuals. There were no manuals. It was about circuit bending before that was even a term. Producers started breaking the gear to make it mimic the pitch shifts of a talking drum. They took the cold European technology and gave it a warm African heart. In this next set, we're moving into the high tempo hack, from 80s Nigerian boogie to the 2025 sounds currently shaking the clubs in Johannesburg and London. We'll be right back. high voltage, high tempo. The machines are really screaming now. Let's take it down into the deep, dark spaces where the hardware truly begins to haunt us. You're locked into Deepin Sessions. We're talking about the voltage of the void. One of the most fascinating parts of this story is the accidental nature of it, because much of the gear was second-hand. It often came with its own glitches. Dying battery in a drum machine or a leaking capacitor in a synth created sounds that were technically errors. But in the hands of these producers, the error became the feature. They leaned into the distortion. It's a reminder that soul doesn't come from perfect equipment. It comes from what you do when the equipment fails. This set is about the atmosphere, the ritual, the deep evolution.
Thank you. I'm a tough one.
As we close out this deep in sessions, look at where we are now. The found sound of the 70s and the 80s laid the tracks for the global dominance we see today. Those kids who plugged in stolen synths weren't just making songs, they were building a bridge between the ancient and the futuristic. They proved that you don't need a $1 million studio. You just need the curiosity to turn the knob and see what happens. I'm Triple SD, and this has been The Voltage of the Void. We're leaving you with a 2025 anthem that brings it all home. This is Kibsa the Small and Vala Suskin. See you in the next session. We'll be right back.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.